from the secret alley.
You shut them as we fly.
Community radio
for the San Francisco music scene.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever.
Hey everyone, good morning. Thank you so much for tuning into BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. My name's Clementine here with you, usually here every other Saturday mornings, playing a bunch of, jangly-ish pop songs. Jangly, dreamy, anyway, very poppy songs. It feels like it's been a while at the studio. I feel like I've just been swamped with work and also sick and so many other projects going on that... Nice to have a moment to breathe and nice to, like, be here. It's nice to be here this morning. So I guess today is February 29th, so happy birthday to all the folks that don't get birthdays every 4 years. I guess my days were totally off. For some reason, I thought it wasn't a leap year, so I just operated and under the assumption that... Anyways, happy February 29th. That last track, the track kicking off the show was Smokescreens with Someone New. And that's a pretty special track because it's a Slumberland release and they've turned 30 years old. So one of my favorite record labels have been around for 3 decades, which is like extremely amazing. And to honor that, they'll have a show to celebrate at the Rickshaw Stop So, not this Sunday, but the Sunday afterwards, March 8th, there's going to be a all-day reunion show featuring, not reunion show, all-day Slumberland-themed show featuring Carrie Maltz, Paper Cuts, Business of Dreams, Kids on the Crime Spree, and Smokescreens, the band you just heard. And it'll be great. All those bands are super good. I've seen most of them live, and I'm excited that they're playing again. So yeah, I think the first time I saw Smokescreens, they were a newly formed band opening for Altered Images and Terry Maltz at the Parkside here in SF. And I think they were, it was like a Valentine's Day show, and it was really, really, really good. And I'm excited that they're back. I'm excited that, like, this show is going to be really amazing. Anyways, that's March 8th at the Rickshaw Stop from 2 to 8 p.m. It's going to be good. And if you need more convincing, I'm going to play a bunch of bands that are playing at that show in this upcoming set. So up next, you're going to hear this Paper Cuts with Kathleen Says. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back.
BFF.fm is an award-winning community radio station coming to you 24/7 from the heart of San Francisco.
I love BFF.fm because of what it represents, you know, a uniting of the local music community.
The diversity of shows is way more fun than any kind of commercial radio you might find.
Become a monthly donor and you'll be connected to a cool community of music lovers helping us build strong community radio for San Francisco. Our besties.
I get to go to these cool bestie bashes and I get to have a sweet members only pin and I get to feel like I'm contributing to the community.
Join us at bff.fm/donate.
bff.fm.
Streaming with my besties.
Hi everyone, thanks for tuning in to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, best frequencies forever. My name's Clementine here with you playing a bunch of, I guess, pop-ish music? I don't know. Anyways, the last track you just heard was Terry Maltz with No Good For You. That's off of their very first album, Killing Time. But I think that was released in 2012, which is bonkers because that was 8 whole years ago. Part of that you heard Business of Dreams with NREAM. That's off of their album, I want to say, was that 2019? Right before Anarchy, that was released off of Slumberland Records. And kicking off that set, you heard, oh shoot. There's a song I missed in that set. Anyways, you'll hear it next. Anyways, kicking off that set, you heard Paper Cuts with Kathleen Says. And all of them are playing at the Slumberland Records 30th anniversary show at the Rickshaw Stop. I think tickets are still available, so you should definitely check it out. All right, looks like I have one more song in that set that I need to share with you guys. So up next, you're going to hear a track by Kids on a Crime Spree with Trumpets of Death. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Urban Decay.
I fall down, but I get up. I've been here so long, feels like nothing anymore. I'll think of you. Don't brush me off. Both got bruises on our knees. Don't waste your worries, not on me. I don't belong. Though it helps to play along. Why can't they see me? 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 Why can't they see when I'm right here?
there. Good morning. Thanks for tuning into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. My name's Clementine, here with you every other Saturday morning playing a bunch of pop music. You just heard a track by Baseball Greg with Tour Song off of their, I think these are all new releases, or actually this one's a new release, yeah. Anyways, sorry, Baseball Greg with Tour Song off of their album Calendar, which is self-released. I think it's a fairly new release as of 2020. Part of that, you heard Diners with Cup of Coffee. That's a very new single off of their forthcoming album called Leisure World that will be out on April 24th at Lauren Records. And part of that, you heard Malblum with See Me. That's off of their album Pity Boy. That was released off of Don Giovanni Records. And if you're into both Malblum or Diners, or even both, or one or the other, they're going to be playing on March 24th at the Starline Social Club in Oakland, and I'm super excited for it. Unfortunately, the show is 21 and up, but I don't know, it's going to be a really great set. It's going to be a really great show, great bands. Highly recommend. I believe tickets are still available off of Eventbrite, so definitely go check it out if you're interested. Part of that, you heard Shopping with For Your Money. That's off of their album Consumer Complaints. That was their very first album, put out by Milk Records. And if you're into that, they are going to be playing at the Rickshaw Stop Tuesday, March 10th. So I guess in like 2 weeks or so. Super good band. I feel like every time I see them, it's just a really great show to like dance and just have a really good time. They super good like bass lines. Very, very highly recommend. Great musicians. I believe their bassist moved to LA, which is why their shows have become more infrequent. But yeah, in some ways, this is kind of a reunion tour. I know they also recently released a new album, like a couple of weeks ago. So they're probably going to be playing a bunch of songs for that one. But definitely all their stuff has been really, really good. And kicking off that set, you heard Kids on a Crime Spree with Trumpets of Death. That's off of their album We Love You So Bad that was released on Slumberland Records. And they'll also be a part of the Slumberland Records 30th Anniversary Show. It'll be really good. Up next, we're going to hear a bunch of newer tracks that have been released. It's a combination of new tracks and some things I've been listening to a lot these days. Up next we're going to hear new Belinda's Butchers track. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. you want to meet again. It's really getting a true part of yourself out, and it's very hard, you know. And I think that's the way with people also. But there is something in people where they need solitude for a while.
Treat me indifferent. Flicker of appeal when kill you to give in.
Everyone, thanks for tuning into the final moments of Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. My name's Clementine, and you just heard, this is like kind of an older track, I think maybe 2019, 2018. That was Ice Choir with Windsurf. off of their album Designs and Rhythms. And I don't know, I feel like I've just been listening to the album nonstop for these past few weeks. It's just so, I don't know, it's so kind of dancey and delightful. And I don't know, this song just really calls out to me, like waking up every day and your world's a screen and just wanting to kind of escape through that, looking upon beyond the distance, and you know, lots of optimism beyond out yonder. Anyways, super duper fantastic album, super great band, super great track too. That was Windsurf by Ice Choir. Prior to that, you heard Yumi Zuma with Cool for a Second. That is a single off their upcoming album Truth or Consequences, which almost sounds like a threat. I don't know. Anyways, it's a fun album name. And that's going to be released off of Polyvinyl Records. I believe it's like available for pre-order right now if you look at their Bandcamp. And also on their Bandcamp, you could like pre-order, like purchase a shirt, a candle, a hat, a bandana, or an animal pin. So they have a lot of merch available, which is pretty cool. Part of that, you heard J-Som with 1,000 Words. That's off of, I guess, a single that is put out by Polyvinyl Records. I don't know if it's like supplementary to their album they released last year, but still a really, really great track. And kicking off that set, you heard Belinda Butcher's with Sia. That's a single that's self-released. I think it came out like yesterday or something. Yeah, super great stuff. I believe they're like still based out of San Francisco, or I don't know. I feel like there's a bunch of SF bands that are moving from here to New York, and it's just a big bummer. Anyways, we have like 2 more tracks for you. And I think this is going to be the last air break, so I'm just going to tell you what you're going to hear. Up next, you're going to hear Choir Boy with Complainer. That's going to be off of their forthcoming album, Gathering Swans, that will be released in May 7th. So that's going to be a ways away, but I'm super excited based off of the song. And we're going to end with a cover by ex-San Francisco band No Vacation. And super fun. I've been listening to that song nonstop. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoy. Have a happy Saturday, and I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.